A former Pennsylvania judge faces more than 150 years in prison for his role in a $2.8 million bribery scandal known as Cash for Kids. On Friday, a jury convicted Mark Chivarella of taking kickbacks from the developer of a private detention center. But critics of Pennsylvania's juvenile justice system say more reforms are still needed, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Hillary Transu was a high school sophomore with a spotless record in 2007 when she found herself in Mark Chivarella's courtroom in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Transu's alleged crime was making a spoof MySpace page that poked fun at her high school's vice principal.
The first thing Chivarella said to me as I approached him was, "What makes you think you can do this kind of crap?" So never really got asked whether or not I was guilty. It was just assumed that I was.
Transu was expecting a stern lecture and probation. Instead, she was sentenced to 90 days of detention and led out of the courtroom in handcuffs. That's when Transu's mother brought the case to the Juvenile Law Center in Philadelphia. Deputy Director Marsha Levick says it wasn't the first time the law center had heard of Chivarella. She says kids routinely appeared in his courtroom without defense lawyers and received draconian sentences for minor infractions. Many were led out of the courtroom in shackles.
This pervasive violation of kids' rights went on every day in front of the professionals who appeared in the courtroom. And for years, no one ever said a thing. Nobody ever raised their voice. And so it went on unchallenged.
On Friday, a jury in Scranton convicted Chivarella on 12 counts, including racketeering. They found him guilty of taking kickbacks from a developer who built two private detention centers in Pennsylvania. But the jury acquitted him of charges that he took bribes in exchange for sending juveniles to detention. Hillary Transu, who's now at college in New Hampshire, has mixed feelings about the verdict.
There definitely is justice in the world, and that makes me feel really good. But it's kind of a letdown, on the other hand, that no one seemed to really care until there was money involved, you know, racketeering charges. But it seems to me as though the whole issue of injustice in general really was not addressed.
A Pennsylvania government commission conducted its own investigation of the Cash for Kids scandal last year. Many courthouse employees told the commission they were afraid to speak up for fear of retribution. Judge John Cleland was chairman of the commission.
There was a total collapse of the rule of law.
Cleland's commission issued a report in May of 2010 that included 44 specific recommendations for reform. So far, only a few have been adopted.
I made a commitment that this report would not sit on a shelf and collect dust.
Lisa Baker is a state senator from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. She introduced a package of reform measures last year, including one that would require defense counsel for all juvenile defendants. Her bills died in the legislature last session, but Baker is determined to try again in the wake of Chivarella's conviction.
The timing of the verdict and the trial will help us to really showcase why we need to make these changes and bring to light an important reason why this needs to be done as quickly as possible.
But Marsha Levick at the Juvenile Law Center in Philadelphia worries that problems in the juvenile justice system will fade from view now that the criminal trial is over.
Really, the hard work lies ahead of us, I think, in Pennsylvania. The kinds of things that we saw in Luzerne County could happen again if we don't address the complacency and complicity and the lack of attention.
Levick says it was that complacency which allowed Judge Mark Chivarella to enrich himself at the expense of Pennsylvania's children. Joel Rose, NPR News.